Ladies and gentlemen, the kitchen sink. I can't hear anything in my headphones. Where are we at here? The kitchen sink is very proud to present from the beach that is long, Mr. Willie Cash. Take it away.
I know it don't seem right. I'm at the bars most every night, where every shot glass stands like tombstones in a row. And every song that I've been picking's getting more and more to sticking when I think about the bed I left so cold. Smoky bars, old guitars, jealous hearts, and crooked cards became the only life I'd ever choose to know. So pour another strong one, burn one down real nice and slow. Looks like it's gonna be a long one, and I can't wait to get back home. When the bar is warm and smoking, high as all the locals token, it's the closest thing to church I'll ever know. All the priests and drunken saints, with nothing more in life to gain, drown their memories in shots and lines of blow. Smoky bars, old guitars, jealous hearts, and crooked cards became the only life I'd ever choose to know. So pour another strong one, burn one down real nice and slow. Looks like it's gonna be a long one, and I can't wait to get back home. I left my baby back in Cali, I left my songs out on the road, and all the while I get to thinking I gotta get myself back home. Strong one, burn one down real nice and slow. Looks like it's gonna be a long one, and I can't wait to get back home. Thanks, man.
Hey, thank you for coming on today. There we are. Absolutely. There I am. Mr. Willie Cash in studio with me today and his lovely wife, Selena. How you doing way over there?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. Thank you for coming on. You having a good day today? You doing all right?
Yeah,
fantastic. I was just stoked to be able to come up and play a little bit.
I'm stoked to have you on. Now, I want to make sure we get as many plugs in as possible while I have you on. The name of the song you just played was?
Pour Another Strong One.
From the album or CD?
It's actually going to be on the upcoming one as well, but it's on West Coast Country. The first one I recorded about a year ago, and the next one's going to be a little bit more rock, but kind of the same feel.
Now, if I want to get a copy of West Coast Country, where do I go to get that at?
Currently, I'm only selling downloads of it because I'm really excited about the next record that's coming out. But if you go to myspace.com/WillieCash, get a Snowcap account, and you can download it from there. I think it's like 93 cents a track or something, so
yeah.
It's a bargain.
Okay, now let's get right into this. What is West Coast Country, and how did you get to be the undisputed messiah of it?
I was just trying to figure out something to call what's happening out here. You know, I mean, they've always had the Austin scene, they've always had the Nashville scene, but out here we've really got kind of a melting pot of every sort of country and folk music that has come across the country. For example, we've got bands like 50 Cent Haircut, West of Texas, David Serby's fantastic, Roadkill Kings. They're really all over the place doing something that's just a little bit different. It's not really fair, I don't think, to call it straight country music, because
not at all.
It's really kind of a conglomeration of so many different feels and backgrounds.
Well, that's something I want to get into a whole lot more. On your MySpace page, myspace.com/WillieCash, You describe your music, in addition to country, as rockabilly and southern rock. Now, I have to be honest with you. The steel drums on Older, Fatter, Balder. Spanish horns on Her Dad's a Cholo and Gangster Cowboy Love Song. I love all that. The keyboards on Waylon, it sounds like they belong on a Aretha Franklin track. And I mean this as a total compliment. I don't hear anything that sounds like it has that southern rock or rockabilly sound that I'm sort of stereotyping that I'm used to hearing. I mean, you're definitely bringing something different musically to the table.
Well, basically, I kind of put it under there, under those headers, because those are a lot of the people that enjoy what I do. You know what I mean? If we put on a show, you look out in the crowd, it's a lot of like punk rockers and Linkhorns and greasers and that sort of thing. You know, so you don't see a lot of cowboy hats at a Willie Cash show.
Okay. Because I know you've had some shows this past year, and they've always set up bad with my schedule. The Case of Raw. I think you were over at the Blue Cafe for a while.
Yeah. We're doing a monthly show for a while. We've kind of had to pull back a little bit going into the recording phase, we did a monthly show and kind of got things going, and I was really pleased to have so many great acts come out and play with us, and it's good to know that there really is a scene out there. It just needs to get kind of tapped into and cultivated a little bit,
and that's why we're here. That's why we got you on to put all that stuff out there, because I absolutely love the music. Like I said, it's nothing like anything that I'm hearing around, and what I do like is that It definitely has a very Southern California feel to it. I don't want to... nothing like, the Eagles were Southern California.
Yeah.
I mean, I can definitely... when I drive around town, what I hear, just the sounds, people talking, everything, it sounds like Southern California, and that's exactly what this music does. And for you listeners out there, here's a perfect example of what I'm talking about.
Billy could lay it down. You can ask damn near half the girls in town. Short, fat, skinny, and tall. Billy must have had them all. Drove a Honda CRX. No muffler and no regrets. Smoked non-filtered cigarettes at his job down at the mall. Looper worked at Borders Books. One day Billy was taking a look. He asked Lupe on a date. She said 2403108. With the numbers in his phone, he called her up when he got home. Set the date for Friday night, and everything was gonna be just right. But Billy's friends had heard the news about Lupe's dad and his tattoos. They stopped him on his way just long enough to say, don't you date that girl, her dad's a cholo. He drinks Reposado every night. Well, he don't take too kind to Cacuero. And if you date that girl, there's gonna be a fight. My game is way too strong. I'm gonna get her high on pills and grass. Pull out the speaker box so I can tap that ass. Then he hopped into his car, stopped for a drink at the local bar, and said, hey bartender, I know she's clean. Well, after all, she's just 15. Billy walked up to the door, told her dad a story that he'd heard before. Then Lupe's dad cracked a grin, pulled out a .44 and invited him in. Billy was too drunk to run, he didn't see the first swing come, but that's alright, it wouldn't be the last. That cholo beat old Billy's ass. Billy's friends all heard the news, he'd been beaten at the Billy we all knew was gone, but he left behind this song. Don't you date that girl, her dad's a cholo. He drinks Reposado every night. Well, he don't take too
And that was Her Dad's a Cholo with Mr. Willie Cash. Willie Cash and the Cashiers from the album...
West Coast Country.
Which is available where?
At our MySpace page, myspace.com/Willie Cash.
Tell me about the song. I mean, it's pretty easy to figure out upon listening to it, but was there a specific event, an incident that made you go, oh, I have to write about this?
Well, I mean, it's basically a mostly true story. I grew up in Apple Valley up in the high desert, and there's just a lot of people of questionable character that I grew up with and loved and had problems with, and, you know, just the whole gambit. And I wanted to make a story song that told that story. And honestly, this is going to sound weird coming from a country guy, but I wanted to write a song where the cholo was the hero, because there's a part of me that really, really likes like that kind of old school, like OG cholo, like code of honor thing. And
yeah.
And I think it's about time, you know, that some country guy gave people their props. You know, there's always the sidekick in the movies, so you might as well pay attention to it in the song.
There you go. Christopher Floyd here with you on the Kitchen Sink. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more. Mr. Willie Cash in the studio. Hold on just a moment. We'll be right back. LAOC Radio Guy at yahoo.com. That is my email address. You can also find me online, myspace.com/LAOC Radio Guy. On September 2nd, over Labor Day weekend, prepare yourself as the Punk Rock Ghoulies, Buckingham Burlesque, 51 Buckingham, and the Action Army present the Rock'em Sock'em Go-Go. Booze, bands, burlesque. Ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't get any better than this. Brain-eating beauty, Victoria Vengeance squares off against the queen of Red Hot, Pepper LaRue from Hollywood. Action 45 goes up against Kisses, the all-female Kiss tribute band. The Sultry Spider, Charlotte LaBelle Aranier, throws down with Renee LaRue, the Southern Belle from Hell. And to cap off the night, the gender-bending Sex Pistols tribute band, Trans Sex Pistols, go toe-to-toe against one of the best bands in Southern California, one of my favorite bands, the Pomona Legends, Desperation Squad. Woodstock, Live Aid, Rock'em Sock'em Go-Go, taking place at Biachi's in Upland, California, 917-86-775. North Central Avenue is the address. Rock'em Sock'em Go-Go at Biachi's in Upland, $10 at the door. For more details, go to myspace.com/Buckingham Burlesque. myspace.com/Buckingham Burlesque, providing you with the information you need to get the job done. I am Christopher Floyd, and you are listening to the Kitchen Sink. So what's up with Mr. Willie Cash and the Cashiers? You guys just chilling? You in the studio? You writing songs? What's going on?
We're actually going into a recording phase right now. And anybody that's listening, you guys can help us out with that, because if you can contact me via the MySpace page, I'm actually going to be recording the first minute and a half, about 15 songs, and we're going to let everybody that listens to it decide what their favorite ones are and kind of help us along with the recording of it. So that's going to be kind of interesting, trying to involve the people. Give them something they want, you know?
You got to give the people what they want. You do another live one for us?
Oh, absolutely.
A drink to fill the hole?
Yeah, that's the one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Willie Cash, live on the Kitchen Sink.
I gave Hank his first drink. He brought his son to me. I gave Elvis Aaron his first pill in Tennessee. You'll find me round the quiet towns, the great ones yet to be. They all curse my name, but always say these words to me. I need some drink to fill the hole. I could swear it once was full. Though I'm like a freight train bound for hell, when I satisfy that will, I got it all but self-control. Some call me the devil, but I ain't got a name. Every son and daughter swears that I'm the one to blame. But every crying eye that ever saw the price of fame claims greatness as an alibi while good men die in shame. I need some drink to fill the hole.
a little fire to burn the cold. I gotta feel like someone else, just so I can stand myself. It's just the way this story goes. But every one of them looks up with crying eyes to me. They ask how'd it come to be I got so low. And I tell them, son, don't be mistaken by all this here misery and cold. It's the view here from the top that feels alone. I need some drink to fill the hole. I could swear it once was full. Though I'm like a freight train bound for hell, when I satisfy that well, I got it all but self-control. I need some drink to fill the hole, a little fire to burn the cold. I gotta feel like someone else, just so I can stand myself. It's just the way this story goes.
I say this very secure in my alleged masculinity, but that's a damn fine voice you have.
Oh, thanks a lot, man.
You're bass or baritone? It. What are you there?
Bass, but I try.
Yeah, it works for me. You know, anybody who can break out that Lou, that deep Lou Rawls sound in me, I just, hey, it gets me going. Now, if you don't mind, I have some questions, a couple of questions from a Kitchen Sink listener or two to ask you. One, what was your first gig, and what do you remember most about it?
First gig with this band was at the Que Sera. My cousin was doing a fundraiser for a mental health facility in Long Beach, so we kind of threw everything together. And, man, it was great. It was just so good to get in front of people and you know, see people from all different walks of life really enjoying it, you know, because, I mean, it was people that never would have listened to country before came up and said, man, I hate country music, but I love what you're doing.
Oh, you'll definitely find that in Long Beach.
Yeah.
Question number two. Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, or Kris Kristofferson?
Oh, God.
And why?
They're all for... I'll try to be quick.
You don't have
Waylon
to be quick.
Jennings, great player. Amazing voice. I'd say probably the best of all of them, which is kind of a weird thing to hear. It's not a commonly held opinion. Kris Kristofferson was a best songwriter. God, but Willie Nelson, Jesus.
Yeah.
You're killing me here. Like that's like the Trinity.
I do what I can.
You know? I mean, you throw Johnny Cash
in there. I'm not here
to
make it easy on you.
Yeah, I think all those guys kind of hold equal regard as my top four.
Yeah. Well, I saw that they were on your list there of influences, so I figured I'd toss that one at you. Now, speaking of Waylon Jennings, we're going to play another track from the CD West Coast Country, which is available where?
MySpace.com/WillieCash. Just get a SnowCap account. Takes about 2 minutes to do, and you're good to go.
Good to go, you are.
An empty black saddle grows cold in the desert tonight, and two horsemen stand where once four outlaw cowboys would ride. Cocaine and airplanes couldn't stop you, but Lord knows they tried. Go on and find heaven, and I'll find a bottle of wine. So roll on, Waylon, roll on. The world was never nice as some would show. Roll on, Waylon, roll on. Even outlaw, rebel cowboy, gotta go. Being a man ain't wrong, but it's different than most. You hopped on a bus when that plane took a trip to the coast. Your work wasn't finished and mine's just beginning. Still there's so much to be done. he'll still ride on beside with the guitar and gun. So roll on, Waylon, roll on. The world was never nice, as some would show. Roll on, Waylon, roll on. Even outlaw rebel cowboys gotta go.
In the midst of life, we are in death. Earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, sure, certain hope of the resurrection. We come here today to pay respects for a man who in death has proven one simple and understated fact.
Are listening to The Kitchen Sink. I am Christopher Floyd, your host, along with Mr. Willie Cash in studio with us today. I've got to take one last commercial break. Can I get you to play another one for us when we come back? The Kitchen Sink is available online by going to thekitchensink.mypodcast.com. That's thekitchensink.mypodcast.com. Mr. Willie Cash with I've Got a Friend.
I got a friend. He may be dead from sniffing too much up his nose and clouding up his head. I got a friend of mine. Got real good at selling dope and even better at serving time. I got a friend and he'd like to sing. But every time he played guitar, he'd always break a string. I got a friend that's got a few women in his life no other man would ever screw. I got a friend, we all got one. It's always trouble hanging out, but damn, it's always fun. I got a friend like no one else. He'd do anything for you, but nothing for himself. I got a friend. I got a friend. Lord knows I got a friend. Then the other day I realized he'd gone astray. 'Cause bad news is a message he won't send. Now I'm searching any meetings with a picture and a name. I don't consider myself one to blame. I got a friend of Bill's. Wish he would just settle down to dirt, weed, and pills. I got a friend, and I'll shed a tear if I ever find out the news I'm afraid to hear.
Mr. Willie Cash, thank you for coming on the show today. I can't begin to tell you how much I appreciate it. You can check him out online, williecash.com, WILLIECash.com, or myspace.com/WillieCash. We've got some business to take care of, you and me, so I'll be in touch with you later on. Thank you for listening to The Kitchen Sink. I am Christopher Floyd. I'll see you in 2 weeks. No show next week. Y'all take care. Have a couple of safe weeks, and I will see you on the beach.
The only reason I came to the bar tonight is to get drunk. Bartender, here's my credit card. Open the tab up. Give me 2 ice colds and a double shot of whiskey. My wife's at home, and I know that she missed me, but it's been a long day, and I ain't coming home. Because it's Tuesday night, and I got work. Spinning. It's a beautiful night outside, and it's only the beginning. Singing, hey bartender, put some water in my bourbon. Having a hard time talking, and my words keep slurring. But it's been a long day, and I ain't coming home. Because it's Tuesday night, and I got work. Come on, grab that bird.